Did you got him?
I got him.
You're not getting your chair back.
You got him good.
That's okay. I got him good.
I got him good.
So howdy, y'all. Welcome to my next con vlog, and we are... What are you doing? What are you doing?
What are you doing? I just saved his ass.
What are you doing? Alright, so... She knows my kryptonite! So yeah, you know who I am, but... We are here at the Crown Plaza Radisson in Dallas, Texas for Nightmare Nights. And behind me is our resident potato.
Hello.
And we also got Kichi.
We have a blissy.
So yeah, we got Bliss here along with her husband Lars. There are here. We have Ellie.
You will all be my minions before sundown.
And we have our resident Bucky here, who just finished clobbering Tube for rubbing his smelly, sweat-stained pits on top of his head. But yeah, we've already been meeting up with like a ton of people. We have too many laughs that I sadly did not catch on camera, and I am hitting myself for that in the head repeatedly because of that. Oh, there's Toon. How's he doing? Has his clobbering been quick and painless? So yeah, we're just but yeah, we caught up with people like Silver and Dusty Cad, and we have back there we have Dr. Wolf, Keyframe, and ANY trying to. They're going to be filming. Yeah, they're doing a planning session for a skit they're going to film, but yeah, this is my first time doing Nightmare Nights, and I'm genuinely excited. I've said time and time again. I know I'm going to sound like a broken record, but you know, being with these peeps is. You know, it's my euphoria. It really is. It's. Aww. I'm gonna start blabbering on because of it. So I'm gonna end off here. I'll catch up with you later.
Dr. Wolf is filming a quick sketch with Anne Ryan Keyframe. Catching them in the act. Or behind the scenes.
I'm sorry. What did Toon give you again, Key?
The first six issues of Scooby-Doo Apocalypse.
And you're not sure how to feel about these.
I mean, it's Scooby, so I'm automatically happy. But
look at them. What the?
They look cool, but it's like a stupid cool. Like I'm loose. Like that's Shaggy.
Oh, God.
Like look my brand, like, that's it. Now he just looks like mummified from Euro C Sucks.
He's a mighty beard.
Although I don't see what the big deal is. Just because it's the apocalypse doesn't mean it's the end of the world.
Oh, come on.
I mean, for you, an apocalypypse is just every other Wednesday at 3 o'clock. But
have you survived your clobbering?
I gave him a hug and then I gave him a swift kick in the rib.
Oh, I'm fine.
Yeah, like I was saying before, I didn't catch this on camera, but apparently, Toon... I'm telling this to Key so she can catch up. Apparently, Toon took his hand under his sweaty pits and rubbed it on Bucky's head. And he ran after him.
Do I?
No, you don't.
Is that spelled with a K or with a T?
I just noticed this. Scooby has glasses around his eyes and he communicates through emojis.
Yeah.
Oh my, what?
For those wondering, I have decided to give Keyframe a little gift.
I already told him that.
Scooby Apocalypse. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
666, the number of our savior.
Yeah.
Or
yeah, take a look.
I'm curious.
Apparently, in a reboot of the Hazard of...
Random sampling.
Whatever, random comics or
random
whatever.
Random sampling. Well,
there seems to be a lot of this pose. Like,
it's like, are they trying to solve a mystery or trying to emulate the Thinker?
Well, apparently they're trying to go after actual monsters in a post-apocalyptic universe. There's no...
Are they trying to put the Ghostbusters out of business?
See, this is what
I like to call...
Well, technically
they went out of business this year, so...
The new Power Rangers effect. Taking something that's meant to be silly and making it ultra gritty and serious.
Although, does anyone else think that Shaggy here looks like Oliver Queen?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
He looks like the Green Arrow.
Green Arrow?
Yep. Let me see. That's Shaggy with the beard.
What the hell?
And why does
why does she look like
Gwen Stacy?
Why does Velma look like she's wearing goggles?
I don't know.
And why does Scooby only communicate through emojis?
Why does Scooby have a scouter on? Is what I
want to know. That's what I want to know too.
Ridge Rover, right, Rogan.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh look, they actually drew little eyes for her, but they're like white storm looking diamond things.
Somebody got paid to draw this, people.
Someone, 6 issues of this.
And
Keyframe is now a nun.
Oh, we should leave Keyframe a nun.
What? Key nun.
Oh.
Have fun reading over those.
Just be careful, she might turn anonymous.
Nun frame?
Why?
Because the key of the keychain covenant. Would you like to hear about our Lord and Savior?
So what is it?
Sephiroth?
Nun frame?
Would you like to
oh, sorry, I'm the Jenova's witness.
This is our
So, Mr. Anwai, how was your treacherous flight from Deutschland?
It was quite cold, actually. Yeah, because it wasn't, I assume it's the fault of American Airlines, because I have been complaining about AC since after Keyframe. Keyframe, what do I think about AC?
That they are spawns of the devil and should be hated?
Pretty much. It's like, and the plane was actually the worst. I needed to put on a sweater and my scarf because it was freezing on the plane. And it was still covered by this blanket they offered.
I was about to say, like, it's kind of a little too early for it to be snowing, like, in Germany, right?
I mean, like, the
in Germany, no, but I had the feeling that it was snowing on the plane, so.
Well then.
Yeah, but I blame it because it was American Airlines, and Americans, especially here in Texas, are crazy about the ACs, like.
Mm.
Isaac.
I'm not probably no better. I'm like an AC holic in my house. Like when it during the summertime, it can get like between like 80 to 90, and I even like my fan at home doesn't help. It's like I'm sweat rolling down the crack of my ass like Niagara Falls.
Yeah, but the problem is when you go outside for just a moment and it's warmer, and then you come in and the AC is like freezing the sweat on your skin. This is not healthy, you know.
it's nuts over here. In the room, Ellie, there is a little something that I've been meaning to give to you. That I got at BabsCon. I didn't have a chance to mail it to you, but I figured I might as well present it in person.
This is Pony Wing.
Like the minute I saw that, I took a photo and I sent that to you.
I remember, yeah.
I felt like it's like, okay, I gotta do more with that. I gotta get it for her. So. Like I said, I've been meaning to mail it to you, but I just couldn't find the time to. And I figured, you know what? I it's better to do it in person anyway.
So. Yeah, but don't stop filming just yet, because this is proof that you were right.
Wow.
Wow. Okay.
While it's nice that you guys are exchanging gifts, we do have people waiting for us downstairs.
Yes, yeah, we need
a gift. This is mine, bitch.
I knew that wasn't a gift. You think I'd really steal that from her? No.
He wants to keep his dick where it is.
Shut up.
No, I'm not kidding. You tried to take my jack pillow. You're going home jackless.
So, now we are here in the glorious desert. We're really doing this again?
Are you freaking kidding me?
What the hell?
this guy over here is trying to...
Look at this guy over here!
I started this first.
Neither of you have anything to do with each other. Stop it.
He has spoken.
So, yeah.
For nothing!
Dusty's a parent now.
Yeah, right?
And why is this?
Don't make me pull over the sidewalk.
I don't see anything anymore.
So you are apparently vlogging and walking at the same time. How many
drugs have you been taking, sir?
What? I have a wreck.
Don't look.
Careful. Thank you. And while you do realize I can see like a little bit of like blue and purple hair dye in
We figured
that from?
Well, getting actually the blue ANY hair.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but the first attempt failed rather horribly because, as you see barely anything. But we figured out a new technique, so it should be better when we try it again tomorrow.
All right. Okay, that makes sense. Like a ton of people. All we're doing is just going to a simple anime shop.
Especially you guys have no idea how small the shop is. The shop, we will not all fit at the same time.
The fact that I used to be an otaku sort of says I've probably seen smaller. Yeah, just look at all these people back there. Jesus.
Isn't this kind of dangerous for you to go to such a shop when you are an ex-otaku? Like, I can stop any time. It's a doll!
There's a face somewhere!
It's Doc Butler!
No!
So right now we're taking a little detour into this animu shop. I have no idea who the hell this guy is.
What, it's because of the hat?
It's so cute.
What hat?
This hat.
Oh, now I know who you are! Yeah, I still don't know who you are.
Look at that!
Do I want to know?
What's, yeah, actually, you do.
No, turn around and look at it.
Oh my god. That is.
That is so cute.
That is super adorable. I can get behind that.
Kawaii desne.
Kawaii desne.
There's this section. Okay.
You would be all over that, wouldn't you? Yeah.
Can't go wrong with Vocaloid. Oh god, they're here too. Why? And then they're here too.
Because it can literally transform its head into a unicorn.
There you have it, fandom. Your first official Gundam pony crossover.
Yes.
Look at it.
Feast your eyes upon it.
Yeah.
The Sailor Moon one.
Oh, that scepter? Yeah. I went ahead and got myself one of these, as well as a little...
I want to get the grape flavor.
Yeah, one of these vanilla cake roll
those
things.
Those vanilla roll ones?
Yes.
I've had those at Chinese buffets. They are delicious.
I'm glad I bought it then.
Yes.
Along with, there was another thing that I caved in and got. Soft Oreos.
What?
Did you get the green ones?
No, I got the regular ones. I'm not into the green tea flavored. But
I don't know if that's probably
or something like that. But yeah, just look at all these goodies. Like,
oh god.
You can't go wrong with this. This is like if you don't find these that's in an anime shop, it's pretty much an eagle.
Yeah.
And so there we go, we also have ponies.
Ponies!
Yay. What'd you say? What'd
never
you say?
I will
is that
never
a Bob
watch.
Zack and oops.
Look at that. Look what you did.
And well, I can fix it.
I will never watch Naruto, simply because...
You heard it right here. He's never going to watch Naruto. You might as well send your Flame Wars now.
You're not. I'm not going to review Naruto either.
Flame Wars.
Yeah, shut up. I don't see the point of Naruto.
But will cartoons review
no.
Naruto?
What?
You know they have the Ninja
what?
Fans over there.
I saw.
I was tempted to buy it. I was like, I shouldn't. I should, but I shouldn't.
Yeah. Hi, ANY, what do you have here? You have
Wasabi Ginger Ale.
Wasabi Ginger Ale. Only in Japan would you ever see those two ingredients coincide with each other.
I feel a little bit bad about the ginger ale, given that I love ginger ale and like...
But yeah, that's the same here. Ginger ale is pretty much my beer.
Then again, I also like wasabi, so let's quickly find out how the combination turned out.
Let us see what happens.
Play the dramatic music.
Here we go.
Oh my god, it's like...
It's a bunch of... It's like the Beach Boys, but turn into Pokemon.
It's like they got wigs.
And that's his only response.
Like
just
like a short one.
No,
it's
mostly
like
ginger ale, just with a little bit more pep than actual good ginger ale. I'm not talking about this, ginger ale that is basically a soda, but actual ginger ale where you can taste the ginger.
But you taste the ginger, huh?
Yeah, and this is pretty much the same. So I can't even specifically say, like, oh, the wasabi is coming through.
Alright.
But it's a good ginger ale, so yeah, I'm still happy.
Alright.
So apparently the Wilsonator is pretending to be Dusty Cat.
No, alive here. Appreciate MLR. Queen.
Are you the main Lee's brownie?
I come up here if you want me. I just like going here. Do you say it, dear girl?
Yes.
Yes.
I will tie all of the bronies on the railroad tracks.
Yes, eh? Gotta get the snakes, eh?
Zach's reaction to that was priceless. He was just going, was like, don't do a fucking double take.
Blade style.
It's just
like,
what's reading?
Yeah, we're apparently at a place called Tastes Like Chicago.
Tastes Like Chicago. I mean, it's only fitting you got Chicago's own right here, so.
Yeah,
I can
yeah.
be that authentic judge.
Yeah, sure, you're authentic judge, all right.
Also, I'm sure it won't be fat.
It's a dinner chair.
Just such a
and
photo bomb.
Pikachu!
I wasn't paying attention. Were you recording
Oh
me?
My god, it's Agumon!
What?
Nothing.
Did you just try to troll me by getting it wrong on purpose?
What? Isn't Pikachu a Super Saiyan? Ow.
Bad. Bad.
Ow. Okay, bad. That actually hurts.
You are a cultured swine!
What?
That's all you are. You're a cultured swine.
I thought Pikachu was the final evolution of Goku.
You are a liar and a charlatan.